Turn to page 266. Sing Because He Lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, and life is worth the living just because He lives. God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. And because He lives, can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, yes, I know, He holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Amen. Let's sing the chorus again as Sister Rachel and Anna's class come up for their special. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because Let's turn to page 79. It'll sweep over my soul.
Yes, amen.
Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. As boys' class comes up, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit. Sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
I am a child.
and sing, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
To carry me home. Oh.
coming after me, coming for to carry me home. So swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, oh sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all my friends I'm a coming too, coming for to carry me home. So swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Amen. Let's go to number 7 in the key of F, when the redeemed. I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. I will raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, oh, the city will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption story with their voices clear and strong, when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song, when the redeemed are gathering in. Sing when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board, when the redeemed are gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. Oh, how we'll shout and how we'll sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, we'll be washed like snow and free from all sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing, Lord, Lord, when the redeemed are gathering in. Amen. 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 We will sing redemption story and the angels can't join because only we can be redeemed. Amen. Turn the number. Change the order of service. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Jesus, I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Be holy, high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 you are holy, holy, holy. Yes, you're holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. Amen. I believe that's the reason why we're here today. Because we want to see him. Amen.
Amen.
I think it's about 21 or 22 times Brother Bram preaches, sirs, we would see Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And I think that's the cry of the human heart today.
Amen.
Is to see him.
That's right.
Amen. But if you're going to see him, you got to know what form he promised to be here in.
Right.
And I thank God that we have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. God bless you this afternoon. If you have your Bibles, we'll invite you to the book of Galatians, the 6th chapter. And I just want to say once again, we have sure enjoyed being here with you this weekend.
Amen.
And I just pray something's been said to bless you,
Amen.
To help you,
Amen.
And to encourage you. And
Amen.
I sure appreciate all that's been done for us while we've been here. Brother Wade and his wife allowing us to stay with him and all the fellowship and the food. We say God bless you all and thank you for that. And I sure appreciate Brother Dale allowing us to come.
Amen.
And sure appreciate the weekend. And I pray that you just keep pressing the battle. Amen.
Amen.
I think we're too close to home to turn back now.
Amen.
Amen. And so we sure just want to keep on and we want to finish the line with our fire still burning.
Amen.
Cross the line. Amen. So we just want to say also we bring you greetings from our pastor at home, Brother Sean Martin, and the saints there at Faith Tabernacle. Brother Sean said to bring you greetings. So we sure want to do that for him as well. Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse. The Bible here says, just one verse of scripture here says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Amen.
So Paul's telling you, whenever you have an opportunity to do good, take it to all men.
Amen. Right.
But especially of those of your own family,
Amen.
Which is the household of faith.
Right. Right.
Then if we look here in the book of Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, the 2nd chapter, and we look in the 19th verse, we hear Paul again writing here to the Ephesians say, now, therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple. I love verse 22. In whom ye also are builded together, so you're not builded divided, but you're builded together for an habitation or for a dwelling place of God through the Spirit. We ask the Lord this evening to add the blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just bow our hearts together and speak to him. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come here once again this afternoon to this service, Father, the final service of these meetings this weekend, Lord, we have believe with all of our hearts that you've been among us. We believe that you spoke to lives. We believe you ministered to hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you would just come once again. Father, may you just take a few moments, Lord, of our, may you just help us to get ourselves out of the way. Lord, for these next few moments, may you just drive back tiredness. May you drive back weariness, Lord. Oh God, may you drive back the cares of life, the situations, Lord, of our homes and different things on jobs and things. And Father, for these next few moments, may we just hear directly from you, Father. I pray you would just give us grace. Lord, I pray once again for our sister there, Lord, not knowing any updates, Lord. But Father, I pray you would just touch her body, God. You would heal her. Lord, the fear and scare that is in the land today, Lord, I pray that you would just be a peace around her right now, Father, and drive that thing away from her body. May her breathing turn to normal, Lord, and fever leave and all. And Lord, we just give you honor for it. We ask these things in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. And all the believers said,
amen,
amen and amen. And may God richly bless you as you have your seats this afternoon. Amen. You love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here in these scriptures this afternoon, and it just something that the Lord has been dealing with my heart here lately on and just studying. And I'd like to speak to you for a few moments here on the household of faith.
Amen.
The household of faith. And I believe that the hour we're living in, I believe that there is an attack against the church of the living God.
Amen.
I believe it's an attack. It has come straight from hell against the church of the living God. And I don't believe it's so much an attack on our doctrine, an attack on our buildings, an attack on where we stand, maybe on certain subjects in the message. But I believe it's an attack on our faith. And I believe that Satan, amen, is doing that because he knows that this bride has returned back to the faith of the Son of God. He knows that this bride is not moved by any kind of faith, but the bride of God is going to say she's moved by perfect faith. And therefore, we know that Satan is attacking our faith. Now, we know that you as a church have desires. I have desires. We all have desires. Amen. And we must remember that Satan has desires as well as God has desires. And I believe, amen, that Satan's desire is for the church to forget, amen, who she is, to forget what she believes, amen, to forget all that God has done for her. And by forgetting, I believe Satan wants to move the church into the element of fear. Amen. But at the same time, we find, amen, that God is desiring the church to remember, amen, and believe. Remember who they are. Remember where they come from. Remember what God has revealed to them. And then believe in what God has showed them. Now, if you notice here, Brother Bram's going to say Satan's desire, laying off the pressure. Oh, in a prayer, he says, oh, how Satan would desire to take us quickly from the scene right in the midst of the battle. So, amen, you've got to realize that you're not just coming to church, amen, but you're in a battle, amen. Right here this afternoon, amen, there is a battle going on. There is a battle between the demons of hell, amen, and the angels of God. There's a battle here. The prophet of God would say it this way. He would say, seeing in another realm right now, the demons are waving black flags. He would say, at the same time, the angels are here waving the white flag of victory, amen, to show you that the victory is already paid for, amen. Amen, the victory is already yours. All you've got to do, amen, is receive that victory. Amen. And I think this evening, amen, if you're needing victory in your life, it's not going to be something that you've got to try to get a deeper education to receive. Amen. But right here, while the word is going forth, you can receive your victory. You can receive your deliverance. Everything that God has for you is here present tonight if your faith will allow you to receive it. Amen. We find that there was a battle in Luther's day. There was a battle in Wesley's day. There was a battle in Pentecost day. Amen. And I can say this morning, I thank God to be in a church that believes the message. Amen. And you can preach the message without having to worry about stepping on toes. Amen. So let's not be afraid to say what Brother Bram called it. He said, then there is a bride age. Amen. He would say there is a bride light. There is a bride time. There is a bride anointing. So let me say, amen. Amen. That Luther's battle is not your battle today. Amen. Wesley's battle is not your battle today. Pentecost battle is not your battle today. Your battle today is a battle as the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. So Satan desires, amen, to scare. He desires to destroy. Amen. He desires to intimidate. You realize, amen, that Satan does all of that to get you to do one thing, and that is to fear and forget who you are. Now, if you study any, you'll find that science is actually
proved that there is a connection, amen, between fear and memory loss. Now, I was reading something the other day, said that stress, amen, anxiety, fear, or depression can actually cause forgetfulness. It can cause confusion. It can cause difficulty in concentrating, and other problems can that can disrupt your daily activities. Amen. So when a person becomes stressed, when they become anxiety, when they become fearful, when they become depressed, that heaviness that is upon them, amen, begins to drive them. It begins to change them. It begins to alter them. Amen. To where they're no longer acting as they should, but they're acting like they don't normally act. Amen. Now I'll just say it this way. You may say, Brother Andrew, why would Satan want the children of God to forget in fear? Well, the prophet says in Kinsman Redeemer, he said, who has the most power before God? He said, what is an angel? An angel is a servant. Is that right? They are his servants, but what are you? He said, you are his sons and daughters, right? Amen. Then who has the most power in heaven then? A sinner that has been saved by grace. Amen. He said, see, or an archangel that's been standing by his right side. The sinner that's been saved by grace has more authority in heaven, amen, than the archangel that stood by his side without sin, because he is a son, and a son has more authority than a servant, of course. Amen. Now the next part of this quote, it just amazes me how he said, oh, amen, we forget what we are. Amen. Amen. We forget many times what made us what we are, and after we become what we are, then we forgot how we got here. Amen. So the devil wants you to forget, amen, who you are, forget how you got to who you are, amen. And then he wants you to forget what got you to where you're at. Amen. Because if he can get you to forget what got you to where you're at, then he can keep you where you're at, because you forgot what's getting you somewhere. Amen. And let me remind you this evening, amen, that there is, I know there's a virus in the land. I know there's protests. I know there's all kinds of chaos in the world. But let me remind you, as the church of the living God, amen, that fear did not get us to where we are today. Amen. Fear did not get us to where we're standing here this evening. Amen. What got us here was the faith of Jesus Christ. Amen. And if the faith of Jesus Christ got us here, amen, brother, it's going to get us home. Amen. If the faith of God, amen, brought us this far, it'll take us the rest of the way. My, there is a reason then why that Satan wants us to forget. He wants us to forget our faith. Brother M says, in my house in Tifton, Georgia, he says, now faith is a law of God. See, he said the same thing. And all this power of God that we're talking about is accessible to us by faith. All things are possible. If you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you said, amen, and come to pass, you can have it. See, accessible, if you've got the law. The law is faith, amen, that controls all things. Amen. The law is faith that controls all things. So notice, fear is not the key. Brother Man preaches, I think it's 1962, the key. He says, now notice, faith is the key that unlocks the door. He did not say fear was the key. Amen. But faith was the key. Amen. Then let me remind you that you have no business, amen, holding the key of fear. Amen. You have no business, amen, trying to live your life by fear. Amen. Sometime or another, church, you've got to stand up and cast down spirit of fear. Amen. And embrace the spirit of faith. Amen. Satan's greatest fear is that the church, amen, is once again going to access the power of God. Amen. You say, Brother Andrew, why would Satan, amen, why would he not want us to access the power of God? Amen, Brother Dale, because Satan remembers, amen, what happened when the church accessed the power of God before. You look with me in Luke 10:17. Luke 10 and verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, the Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said to them, well, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And he says, verse 19, and behold, I give unto you power, amen, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now you say, Brother Andrew, what would that have to do with Satan worrying about us accessing the power of God? But then picks this up in paragraph 69 of thy house. He said that was immediately after that Jesus gave his disciples power against unclean spirits. Now notice here, they went out casting out devils, and then Jesus said, I beheld Satan, amen, fallen from heaven like lightning. Now isn't it amazing that the disciples disciples return and they say, Jesus, we have got power to cast out devils. We have got power over unclean spirits. And before the disciples, amen, told Jesus the power that they had, Jesus saw, amen, as they was casting out them spirits, he saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Amen. But the prophet of God said, amen, see the power that the church moving forward, it just upset the whole kingdom of Satan. He said, see, and he saw him as he dropped from his places because God had again given power to his church. And he beheld him fall like lightning from heaven. See, he was cast plumb out of all the holy places and everything by the power of that church, of them having power. And Jesus said, I give you power over unclean spirits. And that upset the kingdom of Satan. Now, I love this. He says, and what could we do with it today? Amen, amen. If the disciples, amen, under a partial message, amen, under a partial realization, amen, could have power over unclean spirits, amen, then what about us? Amen, that is not at the bottom of the pyramid. Amen, amen. We're not at the foundation of this thing. Amen, but we have returned under the ministry of Zerubbabel, amen, to introduce the headstone. Brother, we are not at the bottom of this thing. We have come to top. Amen. We have come to mounttop. Amen. We have not come to Mount Sinai. Amen. We have not come to just another mountain. Amen. But we have come to Mount Treetop. Amen. Where the fruit is in the top of the tree and there is a power in the church of the living God. My, I tell you what we need to do today is we need to remember who we are. Amen. Look at somebody next to you and say, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? You're not just Wade Dale. You are a son of God. Hey, amen. Do you know who you are? Brother Zach, you're not just a young man. You're a son of God. Amen. And if the devil can get you to forget that, he will paralyze you. Amen. But there is a spirit in the house of God that has come to set us free. Amen. That we could believe. Amen. The word that has brought us to reality of who we are. Amen. Satan is not so much afraid of just the ministry accessing the power of God. Amen. There's preachers preach all the time. But Remember said, see, what it is, paraphrasing, he does not want the laity, amen, to access the power. Now, if you look in Luke 24, you're going to hear Jesus say, tarry until you be endued with power from on high. If you come to Acts chapter 1, he's going to say, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost just come upon you. If you go to Acts chapter 2, you're going to find there 120 are in the upper room and the power comes. Amen. And if you go to Acts 3, you're going to find after Acts 2 that Peter preached a sermon on the day of Pentecost and 3,000 souls were added. Do you realize the prophet of God said Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 souls were added and the devil never even rolled over in his bed. Amen. But what woke the devil up was when you come to Acts the 3rd chapter, amen, when those two preachers, amen, went by the gate called Beautiful, amen, and it went from being two houses on fire, amen, to three houses on fire, and the prophet of God said, see, amen, Satan knows he can fool him with a little theology. Amen. But I sure can't fool that real thing. Amen. That comes out and the people sees it done. He said he never stopped it then and he cannot stop it now. Amen. All things that Jesus was, he is now and he always will be. That's right. He's the same yesterday. Amen. Today and forever. Amen. Can I preach to you for a minute? Amen. I love this quote. And the same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost cause is the same Holy Ghost today. Brother, the same Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that fell today. I'll admit, it's been tramped on, it's been made fun of, it's been misinterpreted, it's been misrepresented, and everything else that's only the devil counterfeited it. He said, but there is a real, genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit that brings the same results that they had on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Now, why would Satan, amen, be so alarmed when it went from just Peter and John to another man? Amen. Because the 3,000 souls were added, they just heard a preacher's sermon and they were baptized. We have no record at this point of what they had done. Amen. To advance the kingdom. Amen. They were just baptized. But here's a man, amen, that went beyond just hearing a sermon. Amen. But he come into a relationship with the God that Peter and John was representing. Oh, I tell you today, friends, amen, the devil wants to shut the church down. He He wants to shut your testimony down. But let me remind you, young people, amen, God didn't put you in that school, amen, just to be another ball star. He didn't put you there just to be another straight A student, amen, but He put you there, amen, because there is a power in your life. There is a channel there that He can minister through you. You don't know who is going to come in. Well, brother, I'm got in trouble for this, so y'all forgive me. Amen. But I think it's time we stop trying to filter out who's who and just preach the gospel. Amen. Amen. Preach the word. Amen. And let the gospel separate who's who. Well, Brother Andrew, I'm afraid if we throw the net out, we're going to get some tarpons. We're going to get some frogs. We're going to get some lizards. And all right, well, what are you going to worry about? The scorpions and the lizards. Amen. But remember, you're going to get some fish. Amen. Why are you going to focus on, you are going to get some fish. Amen. And I think it's time to throw the net out and let a lost and die. Come on, church. What have we got to lose? Amen. They already think we're crazy. They already think we're man followers. Amen. So while we're here, why don't we be the best billboards? Why don't we be the best advertisements we can be for the power of the Holy Spirit that God has equipped our lives by? My, I want to be a billboard for Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to be a believer that has access in the power of Almighty God. Amen. When I think of these things, I think what we need to do, amen, is we need to sharpen our spiritual memory. Amen. You look in 2 Peter 3:1, the second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. And Peter says that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. And of the commandment of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior. Now, how many will agree that we all need reminders from time to time? We all need reminders. Amen. I think it's amazing how that we live in a day and time where we've got our phone. Amen. And we used to make a grocery list. We would write it down, go to the store. Now we make it on our phone. They pack it for us. We go to the store and pick it up, and we still forget to put something on there. Amen. It's a day of forgetfulness, right? Amen. But we all need reminders. And I say, amen, especially in the present hour we're living in, we need to be reminded, amen, from time to time of who we are, amen, of whose we are, and of where we are going. Hey, amen, we're going somewhere, church. Amen, we're not going to stay here. Amen, Laodicea is not our home. Amen, we are not from here. We have come from another land. We have got representation. Oh, I feel like preaching here for a second. Amen, we're not staying here, church. Amen, they can fight, they can argue, they can tear things down, they can burn things down, but they cannot touch, amen, that new city that John saw, amen, coming down from God out of heaven. It is an eternal city, amen, and you are a part of that city. My, we are going somewhere, amen. Then when you get down and discouraged and you lose sight of who you are, just remember you're going somewhere, amen. Just remember, amen, that there's a spot made for you at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and can't nobody else take it, amen. Can't nobody else fill your spot. Amen. You have got to be there. Amen. God prepared you to be there. He is expecting you to be there, and no devil in hell is going to stop you, amen, from getting there. My, then what we do by these times, by these seasons, amen, we refresh our spiritual memory. Now, when you look at this, I love how the Bible shows us, and I'm not going to go through many of them, but just a few here, of how that sometimes we just need to sit down and call to mind or remember things that God has done. Amen. You look here in Deuteronomy 32 verse 7. The Bible says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father and he will show thee thy elders and they will tell thee. Amen. So what he's telling us here is we need to call to mind and remember the past mercies of God that was with generations before us. And by remembering that, we will remember those mercies are with us. If you go to Psalm 77 and 11, David says, I will remember the works of the Lord and surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of thy work and talk of thy doing. Amen. So here David is saying, remember the wonderful works of God. In Jonah 2:7, the Bible says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. Amen. And my prayer came unto thee into thy holy temple. Here Jonah is saying, remember that the Lord is a deliverer. Amen. Amen. If you go to Acts 20 verse 35, I have showed you all things, how that so labored ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus. is how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. There you remember, you're called to remember that the words of Christ concerning benevolence. Amen. If you look at 1 Corinthians 11:25, there speaks of the communion, how that you're to call, amen, or remember the death of Christ. Amen. Now you realize when you begin to remember, amen, you realize what memory can do. It can bring joy or it can bring sadness. Amen. When you begin to remember, amen, David would say this in Psalm 63:5, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with a joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. So what does a spiritual memory do? It brings a joy in the night season. Amen. How many can say tonight, Lord, I need some joy. Amen. Tonight, Lord, I need some lifting. Amen. Then let me tell you what. My Bible says that weeping shall endure. Amen. For the night. Amen. But joy is coming in the morning. Amen. And I don't know about you. Amen. But we didn't hear a midday message. We didn't hear a morning message. We heard an evening time message. And before the prophet walked off the scene, he preached shalom, which he said, good morning. Amen. The night is over and the day is breaking. Oh, come on, church. I just want to leave you with something this weekend. Your best days is not behind you. They're just in front of you. The best is not behind us, church. Amen. Victory is not behind us. Revival is not behind us. The Holy Ghost moving is not behind us. It is in front of us by the power of this message. Amen. Then what we need to do is we need to forget those things. Amen. That brings our spirits down. We need to forget those things. Amen. That tears us up and remember who we are. Remember the authority we have. You realize in John 14:26, Jesus said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So the Holy Ghost is going to be a reminder. He's going to quicken things to you. Amen. I think of how just a few days ago at home, I received a reminder. A brother in our church, a minister, he sent us out a group text to some brothers, and it was one of those days, you know, you're hearing coronavirus and you're hearing this and all the nonsense. Amen. But I just got a text from this brother and it really blessed me. I'd like to read it to you. He said, you know, amen, as the head of your household, he sent it to some brothers. He said, you can literally place the token over your wife and kids while everyone is growing weary and feeding off of media. Us as the head can place this blood over our loved ones and keep them covered. We've heard this, but it became so real to me while praying over my family this morning. It's our duty as men, but it's also our privilege. Amen. And when I begin to think of that, that word jumped out to me, brother, was household. Amen. Amen. I want you to just remember something here. Amen. God has given you a beautiful church. He has given you a bunch of people here. But let me remind you, these are not just church members. These are not just people you come and see on Wednesday and Sunday. Amen. But this is your family. Amen. This is inside this building. This is your family. Amen. This is your church. And there is an attack. Amen. Now notice this. When one member of the family suffers, the whole family suffers. Amen. So then what does the word household mean? The word household means of one's own house, belonging to a house or family, domestic, intimate, belonging to one's household, related by blood. Amen. It means kindred, belonging to the household of God, of the thing belonging or devoted to, or the adherence. In Deuteronomy 16:5, thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in. Then shalt thou sacrifice the Passover at evening, at the going down of the sun, at the season thou camest forth out of Egypt. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, for by one spirit, somebody say one spirit, for by one spirit we are all baptized into one body. Amen. Amen. There is one spirit, there is one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Amen. Then why would the prophet preach the message oneness? Because we are returning back to the perfect oneness between God and man. Now, Brother Bam says the Lutherans wanted to get in one way by joining the Lutheran church. Methodists wanted to get in by shouting. Pentecostals wanted to get in by speaking in tongues. And that still ain't it. See, no, that's gifts and so forth. But 1 Corinthians 12 says, by one spirit.
Yes, that's
We are baptized by one Spirit of God, which is the life giver to the word, the seed. He said to vindicate that seed for that season. In paragraph 227, he said, but by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, and that body is a family. Amen. Aren't you glad to be a part of the family of God? That body is a family. The family of God, and that's the house of God. And the house of God is the name of Jesus Christ. The name of the Lord is a mighty tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. He said, see, I have chose, amen, to put my name at the door of the house of my worship. I love this. For my family will be gathered in there under the blood. See, like it was in Egypt, anything outside died. He said, oh, and in there, there's no leaven there. There's no leavened bread. There's no denominational mixture. In anywhere, it's my house. It's my children. Born of my genes. Amen. Glory to God. He said, my genes are in them. I put my word in them, and I'll write them up on the tables of their heart. That's my family, the family of the body of Jesus Christ. It's the family. And this door you'll come in, not Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, but in the door where I put my name. Amen. See, for this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, amen, in heaven and earth is named. So what is the name of the family of God? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then I'll ask you, what kind of household is this? I'll say it this way. It is the household of unadulterated faith. In Hebrews 11:1, we know it by heart. Now, faith is a substance. What does the word substance mean? It means confidence, confident. It means a foundation. It means hence that which is has actual existence. It is a real being, the substantial quality, the nature of a person or thing, the steadfastness of mind, the firmness, the courage, the resolution. Can I get a witness here? How many is resolved, amen, that you're in the family of God? Amen. How many can raise your hand and say, it's no longer a question? It's no longer a mystery. I know I'm in the family of the living God. Amen. So there is a resolve that has come over your heart. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 3:14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Amen. The prophet said in the stature of a perfect man, he said, now you see here on my chart that faith is the foundation of it all. Amen. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God this evening is your rewarder. Amen. See, so when you're a skeptic of the Bible, when you're a skeptic of the word being right, you might as well stay back until first you believe it. Amen. Now notice here, the problem of God is going to show us that faith, amen, and doubt will not mix together. And let me take it a step further and show you that fear and faith will not mix together. Amen. You see the fall in the garden. What it done? The fall in the garden actually produced, amen, a hybrid faith. Now there's two types of faith. There is an unadulterated faith, and then there is a hybrid faith. Amen. Now a hybrid faith takes what man says and mixes it with what God says. The prophet said, oh, Satan come along with his theology, and Eve mixed it and gave it to Adam. And it caused a hybrid faith. That's what the church has got today. The so-called church is a hybrid faith. It is mixed. Somebody say mixed. It is mixed with fears and doubts and frustrations. All right, now we're going to have to change something here. We're going to have to do shifts. Amen. Because when I say somebody say it, we've got the same five people doing it. So let's change shifts. Amen. Somebody say fears. Well, there was two more new ones. Amen. Amen. It's mixed with fears and doubts and frustrations. But if it was genuine faith, it wouldn't move. Amen. So a hybrid faith, at the least scare, at the least little bit of insecurity or uncertainty, hybrid faith is going to back up. Amen. But unadulterated faith is going to say, if God told me to go to the White House or to the graveyard and call George Washington out of the ground, I would go there, invite the whole world to see it, and I would have a chair there and say, George, have a seat. You've been down for a while. Amen. Now come on, church. That's a faith. Amen. That is an unshakable faith. And let me scream to you this evening, what spoken word church needs, what the bride universal needs, is an unshakable faith in the promised word of Almighty God. Brother Dale, you know as well as I know there's a lot going on to shake the faith of the church. But let me remind you, this is not the time to be shaken. This is the time to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. They've got faith. Yeah, but Brother Andrew, the Baptists have got faith, and Pentecostals have got faith, and they got faith, but it's a hybrid faith. And the prophet God said hybrid faith makes a beautiful church. Amen. But it's a dead church. Amen. Now come on, church. It's a beautiful church, but it's a dead church. Amen. Hybrid faith killed it. Amen. But at the same time, while they were mixing the word, there was a prophet separating the word from creeds and dogmas and traditions, and was producing back in the church a faith. Amen. That could go through anything. And Brother Zach would come out and say, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Oh, can I preach to you for a minute? Amen. You know why the devil hates you? Is because people have gone through some of the same things that you've been through, and it destroyed them. It destroyed their families. It has destroyed churches. Amen. But here you are today as a witness. Amen. That it couldn't destroy me, because there's something that is more greater on the inside of you than there is there. We are not here by hybrid faith. We are not the household of hybrid faith. Hybrid faith brings in doubts. We want God's faith, that God said something and that's the truth. Then the hybrid faith comes in, well, in a certain way. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But he can't heal today because that's out of his program. But genuine faith will stand up and say, he is the same. Well, Brother Andrew, the doctor said, he is the same. Or Brother Andrew, my son or my daughter's gone away. But let me remind you, he is the same. Ah, Jude 1 is going to say that we are contending. Amen. We are contending for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. See, then what we're contending for is not a faith, but we're contending for the faith, which is the faith of Jesus Christ, which is the unadulterated faith. What does unadulterated mean? I love this definition. It's not mixed or diluted with any different or extra elements. I love this. It is complete and absolute. Amen. Having no inferior added substance. Unadulterated means it is pure. Now think about something here, because what is a tape that we've got? It's called absolute. Amen. Absolute. Amen. Now notice in there, Brother Bram is going to show you that Paul had an absolute. That's why Paul could be shipwrecked. He could go through prison. He could go through beatings. He could go through all kinds of things, and Paul could stand there and square his shoulders back in Acts 20:24 and say, but none of these things move me. All right. Now think about that. Everything Paul went through, amen, we got people, amen, that a broken fingernail stops them from coming to church. Amen, we got people, amen, that the car won't start. Hey, can I preach to you for a second? Amen, you know the difference between a church member and a born-again Christian. You all know the difference. The difference between a church member and a born-again Christian. A church member will wake up on Sunday morning, and they'll go out to get in the car and come to church, and the car won't start. And they'll say, well, I guess it ain't God's will for me to go to church, so I'll just go inside and turn the TV on should have been kicked out years ago, and I'll watch a preacher on the TV, as it just wasn't God's will for me to go to church, the car wouldn't start. That's a church member. Amen. But you want to talk about a born again believer? If the car won't start, they'll start walking. Amen. And calling people until somebody comes and picks them up. Amen. Because they got more than just church sanity. They have got an unadulterated faith that is anchored on the inside of their hearts, that none of these things move them. My church, I say today, if I can leave you with anything, let me tell you this. Amen. Stand firm. Amen. Quit letting every little thing that comes up disturb you. Well, Brother Andrew, this is happening. Amen. A lot of things are happening. But remember, we've got an absolute faith. If you look in John 16:23, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, which means truly, truly. I say unto you, ye shall ask the Father in my name. He will give it to you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, and asking you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Amen. Now let me just go ahead and tell you. Amen. If Brother Jewel was here today, he would say God didn't want you to have the wowsy, wowsy woos. Amen. He wouldn't want you walking around all pitiful and all sad and all tore up. Amen. Isn't it amazing? We got people leave church. Amen. And they say, glory to God, I'm on fire. And they go out with this long face and they say, don't you want what I got? No, they don't want that. Amen. They want something that gives them some joy. Amen. And I'll tell you today, there is no greater joy than to stand in a place with God on the sacred sands of his word and say, none of these things move me. I will complete, amen, the ministry that I've been called to. Hitherto have you asked nothing that your joy may be full. These things have I spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh and I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly. Reuben picks this up, and thou knowest all things. He said, but look to me, friends, if you'd see his great presence here, feel his spirit, and I don't have to feel it, you don't have to do it, but you should believe it in the first place. But when you see him come down, when you see him come down and manifest himself just exactly like he did in the days gone by, then you should have altogether pure, unadulterated faith in him and accept him on them grounds. Is that right? That's when you should believe. What ought to be done? Oh my, he's right here now. The angel of the Lord is right here at this time on this platform. Ooh, brother. The angel of, Brother Andrew, are we just here tonight? No, we're here, but we got a guest. He's a guest of honor. You know who it is? It's the angel of the Lord. You know how I know he's here? You don't know how I know he's here? Brother Andrew, you must be seeing lights. You must be feeling something. Goosebumps must be running up your spine. No, I'll tell you how I know he's here. Because the prophet said the angel of the Lord accompanies the message. And if I'm preaching the message, if your pastor's preaching the message, then that is a confirmation whether people are shouting or whether they're sleeping. Amen. Whether they're hollering or whether they're snoring. It is a confirmation if the message is being preached. The angel of the Lord is in the camp. Make him welcome tonight, church. He's here. Oh, come on. He's here. He's here. Amen. He's here. Amen. Now come on. He's here. Brother Andrew, you better be careful saying he's here. Amen. Cause guys took that and took a parousia doctrine. All right. But let me remind you, before they changed it, a prophet of God stood and said, my ministry is different. Spokane, Washington. It's different from the evangelist, from the teacher. My ministry is to declare him. He is here. All right. Now we've said that for years. He is here. He is here. It's become a cliche. It has become something we say. Amen. But let it become more than a sentence. Let it become a reality. Amen. Look here. He is not here, Brother Dale, just to say he's here. He's here that your joy might be full. He is here that your peace might be restored. He is here that healing might claim your body. Oh, come on, somebody. I denounce every devil in the name of Jesus Christ, and I declare he is here. He is here to save. He is here to heal. He is here to quicken your life. It's not a cliche. It's a reality. It is a true, unadulterated faith that will hold you safely against the cross. It will. Amen. Unadulterated faith holds fast to the promise. Now, Brother Bram says, being baptized in this token. He said this into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12. Now, we are subject to the gifts of the Spirit that's in there. The world don't believe in gifts. The church don't believe in gifts. Amen. But God's word says there is gifts. And it takes only the token to identify those gifts. Amen. Now, isn't it something? Amen. Everybody had a gift until the prophet set the gifts in order. Amen. Everybody had a gift until the prophet introduced them to the back room. Well, they didn't have a gift then. Amen. Because I'm getting in trouble. Amen. But 9 times out of 10, it was just something to let somebody know they was a little bit more spiritual than somebody else. But thank God for a prophet that said the gifts are not gone, but they've got a place. See, and in him and all the fullness in him is all the fullness of God and all the fullness of his promise. When we're baptized into him, we have every promise that God made laid at our fingertips. No sin is there. No death is there. Even sickness cannot stay in the presence. If Satan puts his hands to you and tries to tempt you into something, you hold your token in your hands and show it that you're the redeemed product of Jesus Christ. Let your unadulterated faith wave that token there and say, I am a product that Jesus Christ bought. Let's say that together. I am a product that Jesus Christ bought. When the devil comes in with fear, I am a product that Jesus Christ bought. Oh, to think today we have been given an invitation. It's an invitation to the household of faith. See, there must be a response, amen, to the invitation. You realize what your response is? Your response is your action. Brother Bam's going to say this in Jairus in Divine Healing, Wood River, Illinois. A lady laying there, do you think God would heal you of that cancer on the lung? If you believe with all your heart, you'll listen at me. You have only one thing to do. You're laying there like the lepers laid at the gate. They said, why do we sit here till we die? If we sit here, we'll die. If we go into a city, we'll die. We only got one chance. That's to go to the enemy. Now notice here, if he keeps us, we live. If we don't, we die. You're going to die anyhow. He said, but tonight you're not invited to go to an enemy's camp. You're invited into the house of Jesus Christ. It is the household of faith which he is expecting you tonight. If you'll accept your healing and believe that God will heal you of that cancer, it'll go out of your lungs and you'll be made well. See, then there's something laying there that we don't have to fight our way into the enemy's camp. We're invited into the house of Jesus Christ where all things are at our fingertips. Come on in, church. Amen. Come on in the house. Amen. Don't stand outside. Come on in where all things are possible. We find today then that there are two spirits in the land today. Will you agree with me on that? One of them is the spirit of fear and the other is the spirit of faith. Brother says, be not afraid, Tulare, California. There's two elements that control the entire human race in the world. One of them is fear and the other is faith. Now it's either fear or faith controls every nation, every denomination, every individual. You're either fear or faith that controls you. Now, isn't it something, amen, that a few months ago when we first heard about COVID and Corona, amen, and we heard it was coming out of China, and then it was in England and Italy, amen, it was on the other side of the ocean, amen, so everybody was, glory to God, we got the victory, brother, amen, we got the power, hallelujah, ain't going to bother nobody, amen, we're going to stand against it, amen, but then a few months goes by, amen, and then we start hearing it's in Texas, and then it's in Arizona, and then it's in North Carolina, and then it's even getting their message churches. Amen. Can I preach to you for a second? Amen. Now let me, amen. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand to be corrected. Okay. Amen. But let me say this. I think it's a disrespect. Amen. To the body of Jesus Christ to stand before a congregation and say, if you get this virus, it shows you're not born again. It shows you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because let me remind you, Newark, New Jersey, 1957, the prophet of God says, we went hunting the other day and we all contacted the Asian flu. He said, we didn't even get our guns out. He said, we all come home sick with it. So if you say somebody gets the virus, shows they don't have the Holy Ghost because it's a pandemic, then you disqualify the prophet himself from having the Holy Ghost because he contacted the Asian flu. I stand to be corrected, but I'll just preach it this way. Amen. Let's put it this way. Brother Andrew, we gotta be careful. We gotta be careful. But there's nowhere in the Bible we've gotta be fearful. Amen. Well, Brother Andrew, it was on the other side of the world and we had faith, but we should have just as much faith today. Amen. As we did when it was away from us, now that it is in our very neighborhoods. Amen. We should have the same faith and say, listen here, devil. Amen. If you do come on me, I am a product bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the prophet said, sickness has to flee. Don't fear this thing. People's lost their minds. They're fearing everything. Amen. Well, Brother Andrew, you gotta get a hold of yourself and have some common sense. I do have common sense. I'm not gonna go around licking door handles, but I am not gonna live my life in fear. I'm going to be, amen, a son of God. Well, Brother Andrew, we gotta be careful. We do have to be careful, but remember whose household you're of. Come on, friends. You're not of the household of fear. You are of the household of faith. We believe in the good times. We believe in the bad times. We worship in the easy times. We worship in the hard times. My, I think it's time that we remember we're a family. We shouldn't be putting each other down. Amen. Brother told me the other day, he said, well, if the church had more faith, we wouldn't have to worry about the virus in the church. Amen. I think that's a slap in somebody's face. Amen. The prophet of God said, he said this way. He said, now watch. He said, the Bible says there's going to have to come something to give rapturing faith. Right? Rapturing faith is going to have to come. He said, now watch. He said, if we don't have healing or faith for divine healing for a toothache, how are we going to believe for a body change? Do you realize what preachers have done? They have beat people down for years. And so we ain't even got healing or faith for divine healing. I don't have faith for rapture. Amen. But I think instead of beating the church down, we ought to preach a message. Amen. It'll encourage their faith and it'll stimulate their heart. Amen. To raise up, brother, and say we can take this mountain. We can possess this land. My. Amen. There are two spirits. Those are two spirits. Sister Anna Kennard called. Said that while Sister Rebecca Adkins was listening to Brother Andrew pray for her, her temperature fever broke and went from 102 to 98. And she wanted to thank the Lord. She's home. Glory. Right here. This is the household of faith. We don't fear that devil. We've been called to cast him out. We've been called to stand on the promise of God's word. We are the bride of Jesus Christ. We are not here to be backed away. This is our time. This is our message. This is our season. This is what is happening. It's not a strange thing. It's a promise. We didn't lay our hands on her, but the Holy Ghost was there. And that same Holy Ghost that healed her is in this building right now. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come away from God's people and let healing fill their bodies. Let victory fill their lives. Oh, worship the Lord. Amen. Worship the Lord. He deserves our praise. That sister is a part of the family. And the devil attacked her. But we stood together and said, a part of the household of faith. Oh, hallelujah. What a God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. We are not here controlled by fear. We are controlled by faith. Amen. And what does faith do? Faith represents the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, today there are two households in the land, and every household has to have a head. And the household of fear, a head is the devil. And the household of faith, head of that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Then I declare unto you, spoken word church, this is the bride of Jesus Christ, and every devil in hell's got to back up. Every spirit's got to turn around. Are you with me tonight, church? We're not here to be pushed around by these things. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. And remember where you're going. We're going to leave here one of these days. Amen. We're going to leave here one of these days. Fear didn't get us here. Fear ain't going to take us out. I refuse to fear. I refuse to fear. I stand here tonight before you in closing, and I say this, our Father's in the house. Our Father's in the house tonight. And when the Father comes, death has to flee. When the Father comes, temperatures have to break. When the Father comes, depression has to leave your mind. Come on, Joshua. It's time to march. Amen. We can march around the walls. Amen. But on the seventh time around, he said, let out a shout. Amen. Come on, church. They weren't shouting with music. Amen. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And what is a shout? A shout is a message to prepare the living bride to go forth and meet her husband. Oh, come on, church. We got the shout tonight. And the message is, your future is clear. Don't fear your future. It's clear. Amen. Amen. God bless you this evening. Amen. Your Father knoweth the things you have need of. Amen. The Bible prophesies. You can be seated for just a moment. The Bible prophesies that the time we're living in is a fearful time, but we will not be afraid. Amen. Somebody shout, fear has no dominion. Fear has no dominion. Fear is a liar. Fear was a liar yesterday. He's a liar today. He'll be a liar tomorrow. Fear has lied on you. Fear has bound you. Fear has crippled you. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, I tell you, it's time to rise up. It's time to start walking. It's time to possess the promises of God. Woo, brother. It's a fearful time. Amen. We're seeing fearful sights. Amen. But Brother Zach, a fearful sight is going to strike terror. It's going to strike fear in the heart of the onlooker. And Brother Bram said one of the greatest curses on the church today is fear. Everybody's scared to death. What's going to happen? Who? What? Why, Jesus even said, when the fearful sights come, lift up your head and rejoice. I know they want us to get quieter, amen, but we're just going to get louder. Amen. I know they want us to start crying, amen, but Brother Dale, amen, this is not crying time. This is rejoicing time. Amen. This is not sad time. This is happy time. I feel that old spirit coming against me. Well, Brother Andrew, you're just working people up. Amen. Have you noticed there ain't one instrument playing right now? There ain't one music being sung. Amen. And here is people in the house of God shouting and praising and rejoicing. What is it? It's the confirmation. It's the promise of the resurrection. It's the Pentecostal blessing. He's here tonight, church. Will you make him welcome? He's here tonight. Will you make him welcome? Will you lay the red carpet out for him and say, Father, take away my fear, take away my scare, and help me remember who I am. Oh, brother. If you go to the Philippines, you know what they're going to do? Amen. I've been a few places. They're going to say, here's Brother Wade Dale. Here's Brother Sam Dale. Brother Sam is a pastor. Brother Wade is an associate. They come from Lula, Georgia. Brother Wade does this. Brother Sam does this. They're our good. You know what they're doing? They're going to build the people up. They're going to build you up. And then you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, now make them welcome. Make them welcome. And you know what everybody's going to do? They're going to stand up and start clapping. They're going to wave and smile at them. Amen. Now let me tell you something. Amen. If a mere mortal man's reputation can move an entire church, amen, to give a hand of ovation and make him welcome, can I tell you, he's been in the fire and the fire couldn't burn him. He's been in the flood and the flood couldn't drown him. He's fought a lot of wars and the wars has never defeated him. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He went to Jairus' home. He raised the widow of Nain's son. He opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes. He stepped out on nothing and created everything. What's his name? The Lord Jesus Christ. Make him welcome. Make him welcome. We welcome him. Amen. Spoken word church. We welcome him tonight. We welcome him. Come on in our midst, Lord. Come on in here, Lord. Heal our sick. Reveal yourself to us, Lord. We welcome you tonight, Jesus. We welcome you tonight, Lord. He's never lost a battle. He's healed cancer. He's healed sugar diabetes. And he's here to do it tonight. Oh, the world is welcoming all kinds of things. Why don't we welcome the King of Kings? Woo. I'm trying to behave myself. But he's here. He's in the house. He's in the house. Oh, Brother Andrew, if you're not careful, things are going to get out of hand. You're exactly right. They're going to get out of your hands, and they're going to get in God's hands, and somebody's going to get blessed. Today, as we're here today, we can almost feel the hot winds of judgment blowing in our face. The world has come to its end. There's not a hope for the world outside of the coming of the Lord Jesus. That's the only hope. He said, don't look for nothing greater. Amen. Now, when they see these fearful sights, you know what they start doing? They start looking for something greater. Oh, Brother Sam, something greater's coming. Something greater's coming. Amen. What did Pentecost say? Fast pray, fast pray. Something greater's coming. Oh, but then I hear a prophet say, don't look for nothing greater. We've already got the greatest thing in heaven. Are y'all hearing me tonight? The greatest thing in heaven is in spoken word church. Brother Andrew, what is it? He said the Holy Spirit manifesting himself in this generation. There's nothing else can be done. What did the Bible say? The time will come. Amen. Before they call, I will answer. That devil's mad right now, but I'm going to beat him down. I'm going to kick him down. Come on, church. He's beat you down. He's beat your mind. He's beat your family. He's beat your home. He's beat your church. And you ain't got to sit there and take it any longer. Your Father is in the house. Boo, devil. Boo, devil. You got to go. You're not welcome here. This ain't your house. This ain't your house. This is the house of faith. We need to remind him, Brother Wade, this ain't his house. You know what? If I go to Brother Wade's house, you know what? There's rules in the Dale household that's not in the Glover household. Right? So I can't go in Brother Wade's house and say, no, we ain't going to do this. We ain't going to do that. We're going to do this. Amen. I can't do that. You know why? Because it's not my house. I'm not the head of that house. If I come in there, you know what I'd be? I would be a squatter. I would be out of my place. Right? Amen. Then let me remind you, this is not the devil's house. This is God's house. And the devil comes in this house, Brother Aaron, and he says, we can't preach the message. We can't raise our hands. We can't cry. Brother Zach, the devil says, you can't run and rejoice. And the devil says, but I come to remind him tonight, this is not his house. We don't obey the rules here. This is not the devil's house. When the devil says don't say amen, we just scream amen. When the devil says don't wave our hand, we just wave our hand. When the devil says don't believe the message, we say I believe it with everything within me, because we know whose household we're of. Yes, sir. This is not the time, amen, to give in to Satan's terrorism. Amen. I'm going to take a few more minutes and I'll be done. Amen. But he's here tonight. He's here tonight. Brother Andrew, I don't feel nothing. He never said, did you feel it? He said, did you believe it? Amen. Do you believe it? Well, I don't feel it, but do you believe it? I believe it. Can I get a witness of somebody that says, I believe it? He believes it. Amen. He believes it. See, what's happening right now? Lick of fire is coming to lick of fire, making the great pillar of fire. And Jesus Christ is in this building tonight. He's here to expose every devil. He's here to defeat every strong spirit. He is here to break the yoke of the enemy. Natural terrorism is an awful thing. But my Father's in the house tonight to expose the devil's spiritual terrorism. You realize what terrorism is? It's the use of fear and the acts of violence in order to intimidate societies and governments against an ideology. Common definitions of terrorism refer to violent acts which are intended to create fear, terror, that may be done for religious, political, or ideological goal and uses of illegal violence. Let me tell you what Satan is. He's a terrorist. Satan is a terrorist. Amen. And you know what a terrorist will do? He'll disguise himself. Do you realize when them men hijacked those planes in 9/11, do you realize that when they went in the airport that morning, they looked like everybody else around them? You know what they did? They disguised themselves. But Bible says, Paul said, and be not confounded, that Satan can turn himself into an angel of light. He would go on somewhere else and say, and fear not, Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. He would say in the book of Acts, for I know that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Amen. Now let me just say this. There is people. Let me say spirits. There are spirits that try to fashion themselves to make you comfortable with them. They try to change the way to make you comfortable with them. But let me just tell you right now, I am here as a son of God under a mandate from Almighty God to preach the gospel and to expose every devil in hell and say, even if he calls himself a sheep, you better run him through the word test and make sure it's a sheep. Amen. Because there's wolves that put on sheep's clothing. Oh, the devil comes in and says, well, you know, we got to change this. We got to change that. Amen. Can I just preach for a second? Amen. A guy told me the other day, he said, you know what, Brother Andrew? He said, I guess after this coronavirus, he said, I guess we'll never have another prayer line. Well, y'all forgive me. I just come out of Elijah's line. I didn't come out of Ahab's. And I just said, well, you may not, but I do. You may not, but I will. Brother Andrew, you've been, oh, no. Amen. We do not fear these things. Where in the Bible does it say fear these things? It says over 200 times, fear not. Brother Bam said over, I believe it's over 200 times, message, don't be afraid. See, you say, Brother Andrew, why do we have to shake off fear? Because the thing which you fear can come upon you. Job feared, and the thing which he greatly feared is what come upon him. The prophet said his faith would have kept him from it, but fear brought it to him. Job had a fear that these things would come upon him, and they did. And if you have a fear that your disease won't leave you, it won't. But if you have a faith, it will. Come on, young person. Amen. You ain't got to live with that complex no longer. If you fear that thing, it'll never leave you. Amen. But if you stand up tonight and say, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, I do not fear you. I condemn you. Then the Spirit of God. Brother Wade, I'm about to have a spell. Are you hearing me? The Spirit of God will say, take your hands off, and the angels of God will pack that devil out of here. You know what I say? I say, kick the devil down. I say, stomp on him. I say, don't fear him. And then I say, come on, Lord, and carry him out of here. Well, Brother Andrew, I fear. I'm afraid. I'm afraid that this sickness ain't gonna leave. Amen. Don't fear that thing. This ain't your time to fear. This is your time to believe. Come on, Peter. Quit fearing. Come on, Peter. You're not called just to sit on a church pew. You're not called just to make theological notes. You're called to walk on the water. You're called to do what a God done. Peter, Are y'all hearing me this morning or this evening sometime or another? Amen. You realize what Peter was? Peter had the most failures. Amen. Peter had the most mistakes. Come on, church. You realize what happened to Peter? Peter was a cusser. He was a God denier. He cut a man's ear off. Amen. But God loved Peter. And do you realize what happened? Amen. After the resurrection, out of all the disciples, when Jesus said, go tell quickly, out of all the disciples, he could have told, you know, the one he mentioned, Peter. And tell Peter also, I remember him. Tell Peter, I love him. Oh, come on, church. Then what is the fivefold ministry doing? We are fulfilling, amen, the ministry of Jesus Christ upon the earth by catching the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We are declaring unto you that he loves you and that he cares for you, and this is your hour. Oh, somebody shout, this is my hour. This is my hour. This is my time. This is my season. I'm not put here to fear. I'm here to believe. Oh, when he got his eyes on the waves, he got scared. And the next thing, he looked at his symptoms. And when he did that, down he went. The substance would have went right over top of that white cap and went right to him to see if he has perfect faith. Fear is of the devil. So don't fear. God don't want you to fear. He wants you to believe. Satan does not want us to see the works of God. Because Jesus come, I love this, to destroy the works of the devil. That's why God was made both soul and body. Jesus had both soul and body, and yet was God. He came to take on himself the full form of man, to redeem the full form of man back to God. That's why he come in flesh and soul. That's the reason Jesus could say, it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father. See, Satan, the terrorist tonight, is seeking out targets. Seeking out places of attack. But I tell you, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. He uses fear to attack the church of the living God and to try to intimidate them. What does intimidate mean? Intimidate means to frighten or to overawe someone. Especially in order to make them do what one wants them to do. Well, let's just be honest. He's had a great success in many American pulpits. He intimidated the preachers, and now they don't say nothing no more. But let me just remind you, I don't fear the devil. You got a pastor that don't fear the devil. If there's fear in the pulpit, there'll be fear in the pews. Amen. If there's fear in the pulpit, there'll be fear in the pews. Are you with me? Amen. But if there's faith in the pulpit, there'll be faith in those pews. Oh, Brother Andrew, the miracle we saw tonight, it was because you prayed. No, it wasn't. It was because faith was in the pulpit and faith was in the pews and faith come together and performed it. I gotta quit. I could preach all night. Are you hearing me, church? This is not your time to be afraid. This is not your time to fear these things. Fear none of these things. Well, Brother Andrew, I'm scared of the devil. Don't be. He's an intimidator. Brother Zach, he's an intimidator. He's a bully. He's a liar. I'm trying to behave myself. Amen. But are y'all hearing me tonight? He's a liar. You know what? Well, Brother Andrew, I tell you what. I would say amen and I would raise my hand. And I tell you what, there's been times I've just felt like breaking free and shouting and having a good time. But I'm so scared. You know why I'm scared, Brother Andrew? Because the devil told me if I shout and worship and praise God, when I go outside of church, he's going to give me the time. He's going to wear me out. He's going to come against me. Amen. Now let me just go ahead and give you a little secret here. Amen. Can I let you in on a secret? The devil's going to do that whether you worship God or not. Whether you praise God or whether you don't. Amen. Whether you raise your hands or whether you don't. Whether you shout or whether you pout. The devil's going to do it. Amen. So you know what I did? I decided if he's going to do it, then Brother Lauren, I'm going to give him a run for his money. And I'm going to worship my God. I'm going to praise my God. There ain't no praise devil going to intimidate me. I was born, brother. I was born to praise God. Brother Terrence, I was born to raise my hands. If you don't praise him, then the rocks are going to cry out. And I say there ain't no rock going to take my place. There ain't no devil. There ain't no devil going to intimidate us. Well, you better not praise God. They tried that on Jesus. Jesus, would you go among your disciples and tell them to quiet down? Would you tell them to get quiet? You imagine them Pharisees walked away and Jesus said, yeah, that's okay. I'll take care of it. Amen. Remember them Pharisees, maybe they squared their shoulders back and they said, you know what? We finally got that guy to obey us. He's going to quiet them down. You know, hey, we ain't got to hear no more of these holy rollers in church. And ain't going to hear no more hollering and screaming and carrying on. He's finally going to quiet them down. Man, they was having a good time until Jesus turned and said, but wait a second. I can quieten these down. But you know them rocks and them trees out next to your bedroom window? If these people don't praise me, them rocks and trees are going to. Amen. And I tell you today, friends, I know we got enough education. Amen. Can I preach to you for a second? We've got enough intellectual message churches. What we need is the fire of God. Amen. To burn out fear and put a praise back in the heart of his children. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him for the Lamb of God, for sinners slain. I will praise the Lord. Don't let Satan intimidate you. He tried to intimidate Eve. Goliath tried to intimidate David. David took his head off. That devil should remember who he's intimidating. He should remember who our family members are. He's intimidating people that's kin to David. He's intimidating people that's kin to Shamgar. Hey, he's intimidating people that's kin to Moses. He's intimidating people that's kin to Samson. This is the household of faith. He will not intimidate us. He tried to intimidate Jesus. Prophet brings out the secret, though, the victory in the battle of intimidation. Big old devil. Come right in. Man land there. Boo. The man got smaller, and the devil got bigger. Boo. Man got smaller, devil got bigger. Boo. Church got smaller, devil got bigger. Come on. Well, Brother Andrew, the devil's saying boo. The devil's saying boo. The devil's saying boo. The prophet God said that man got to thinking, I'm getting smaller and the devil's getting bigger. I got to do something. I got to do something. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight, church? You got to do something. It's time to do something. Amen. Amen. I know this preaching ain't famous, but let's preach here for a second. Amen. Those spirits is controlling you. It's time to do something. Amen. You may think you're controlling them now, but time does not change those demons. It only matures them. It's time to do something. Pornography says boo and you say smaller. Amen. Lust says boo and you get smaller. Amen. Fashion says boo and you get smaller. Drugs, it says boo and you get smaller. And the prophet of God said that man thought, what am I going to do? He said, then he looked over and he saw the word of God and he picked that Bible up and the devil said boo. And the man said, let me break down the Greek lexicon of the word defeat you. Let me go find my seal book and I'll defeat you. Man took the word of God and said, boo. And the devil got smaller and spoken word church got bigger. The devil got smaller and the church got bigger. Is there anybody here tonight that'll stand up and will square your shoulders back and say, boo devil, boo devil, boo devil. There's one, boo devil, there's one, boo devil. This is our house. This is our faith. This is our hour. This is our season. This is our anointing. This is our victory. Let the worshipers arise. Let the praisers arise. He is in our midst. He is here and he is greatly to be praised. Come on, musicians. A whole church full of people here tonight that squared their shoulders back and says, devil, it's over. Brother Dale, don't it feel good? Devil, it's over. He's in the house. The king is in the house. It's a fearful time, but it's a glorious time. Brother Dale, Brother Bram said, if he showed him all seven ages, which age you want to live in? Right now. Amen. Y'all about kill me, but I'm loving every minute of it. Right now. Right now. You realize in Paul's age, if he would have chose Paul's age, do you realize there was still six more ages to come? There was still a lot more time between the time of when he's bound by the chain of circumstance. Amen. But do you realize right now how close you really are? Woo, brother. Do you realize how close you are? You are, Brother Bam said, right now, you are on the threshold of millennial kingdom. Then you know what that tells me tonight? Square your shoulders back and put your Holy Ghost walking shoes on and just keep on a walk. Amen. Because the next step could be the step from corruption to incorruption. The next step could be from mortality into immortality. Brother Andrew, it's a million years away. It's not a million years away. Question and answer is 1950s. Your glorified body is in this tabernacle this morning and it's wanting to send a charge to you. Charge us, Lord. Charge us. Charge us in this hour not to fear these things. Because what you fear, what you look at, is what is influencing you. What you fear is what will come up on you. I didn't get to it, but I'll just give you a quick 2 minutes of it. Maybe not that long. You are now no longer fellow, no longer foreigners, no longer strangers, but fellow citizens of the household of God. Builded together. What does the Bible say in Psalms 102? When the Lord shall build up Zion, then he shall appear in his glory. Come on, church. When the Lord shall build up Zion. What is Zion? We didn't know till the prophet came. It's a type of the bride. When the Lord shall build up his bride, then the Lord shall appear in his glory. Oh, church, what are you seeing in this church? You're seeing a prophecy of David. David wrote that years ago. But here it is tonight in fulfillment. The Lord, through faith and knowledge and temperance and patience, has built up. Amen. To the headstone. And the Lord is appearing in his glory. He's built this house. He's built this house for a purpose. He built you. He built this house to be a place that his faith could live in. In a faithless age. In a fearful generation. He built you to stand right here and proclaim the Son of Man has laid his head in my heart. Now you fathers know as well as I know. You build a home. You husbands build a home. Buy a home, whatever, however. Build it, buy it, whatever. You still had to put your sweat and money into it. You got that home. You dedicated it. You wanted it to be a home for the message. A home for a clean family. Principles, standards, morals. You come home one day and maybe your kid's walking by. Got an earbud in his ear. By the way, I don't work for the CIA. This is an in-ear monitor. Kids walk by with an earbud and you say, hey, what are you listening to? That don't sound quite right. You listen to it and it's rock and roll or rap or something. It grieves your heart. You know why? Because that house wasn't built for that kind of nonsense. Go in your living room and sit down at your coffee table and it's covered up with romance novels and all kinds of filth. Magazines that ain't fit to be there. Grieves your heart. You know why? Because you as the head of the house didn't provide that house to be a dwelling place for that stuff. You provided that place, a house, to be a place for God. And I leave you with this. It grieves the head of the household of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ, when fear finds a place of abode in the house of faith. What are you going to do? Keep living by faith. Trust in God. Excuse me. Trust in God. Believe in his word. Believe in his promises. Or say, well, it's a bad time. No, sir. We're going to square our shoulders back and remember who we are, whose we are, and where we're going. Do you love him tonight? We're going home, church. Look away to Jesus. There's a preaching anointing. I got to quit. Look away to Jesus. Go listen to that tape, Look Away to Jesus. And see if you don't hear a prophet of God say this way. When it comes to the end of the world systems, look away to Jesus. When the end of the world runs out, at the end of a world system, he said, now let me change that and say at the end of a world system, look away to Jesus. And I love this next thing. He said, because he's not going to get any more realer than he is right then. He says he's the most realist, paraphrasing, you can read it there, at the end of an age, at the end of a system.
Amen.
Church, he's real.
Amen.
I ain't much of a preacher. I sure ain't much of a singer. But there are some things I may not know. There are some places that I, help me somebody, go. But I am sure of this one thing. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's rid my soul. My God is real. Don't it feel good to know He's real?
And made me whole.
He's real for the devil.
His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how it fell.
You remember that?
When Jesus washed my sins away. But ever since that day, ever since that hour, glory, God has been real, for I can feel His saving power. Oh my God,
oh just worship Him.
He's real in my soul. My God is real, for I has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
I cannot tell.
I cannot tell just how it fell.
Glory.
When Jesus washed my sins,
oh, they're away tonight.
But ever since that day, ever since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power.
One more time.
My God is real. He's real in my soul.
Oh, yes.
My God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me,
glory,
is like pure gold. My God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Won't you give Him a hand clap of praise? No, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord of Hosts, the Redeemer of our soul, the Healer of our body, the Keeper of our mind, Jesus. Jesus. The Head of our house. The Father of our faith. The Word that bore. The Word that birthed us. Oh my. Sister, brother, there's a pandemic in the land today.
Thank you.
Oh, Brother Andrew, we know that. It's called coronavirus. No. No, it's called spiritual amnesia.
That's right.
Abraham said Israel forgot.
Yep.
Forgot our Lord.
Right.
Forgot His word.
Yep.
Forgot His promise.
Yep.
I gotta quit. But you realize why Satan hates you? He hates you because Eve lived in perfection. In the Garden of Eden.
Sure.
Perfection.
Thank you.
No sin.
Yeah.
No cell phones. No internet.
Nope.
No magazines.
Thank
nothing. Perfection. And fail.
Yep.
In the Garden of Eden, in perfection.
Yep.
But in the last days, there's a second Eve.
Yep. Right.
That's living in Satan's Eden.
Yep.
And she's living right.
Amen. That's right.
Satan hates you.
Yeah.
But you know what? I call it a white hanky wave. I'm here, devil.
Yeah.
And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Amen.
When you get up in the morning, just say, devil, I'm here.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I want to live so close to God.
Right.
I want to live in His Word.
Yeah.
That if I go before the rapture by the way of the grave, that the devils in hell rejoice that I'm dead. Or what do you want to be? You want them to cry when you died because you were fearful and you always caused trouble? Oh, I got to quit. No. I want to make nervous devils nervous. I want to make demon powers shake because the Son of Man has found a house he can put his faith in. Do you love him today? I want you to bow your hearts with us. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today, dear God. Father, our hearts are rejoicing tonight, Lord. As we think upon the things that you have done. Lord, just this very service, Lord. The miracle, the healing that took place in our sister's body. We rejoice for it, Lord. Lord, I pray today as we've ministered your word. I pray this weekend, Lord, as we have come not to be seen or to be heard, but to put our shoulder to the wheel with this part of the body here in Georgia. To be identified with them in fellowship in the word.
Amen.
I pray something has been said to encourage them.
Yes,
I pray something has been said to move them further in their journey with you. Lord, if there would be one here tonight, dear God, that would be struggling, Lord, because maybe they're looking at different ones and not taking great steps in their journey as others are. Maybe they're just taking inch by inch steps, or maybe they feel like they're just taking centimeter by centimeter. But Lord, I would just like to encourage them by saying this. If yesterday they took one step and it was only a centimeter, and today they took another step this morning and it was another centimeter, and tonight they took another step and it was just a half a centimeter. Lord, I would love tonight to remind them that they're still 2.5 centimeters further today than they were yesterday. And I call your bluff tonight, Satan. You demon of intimidation. You demon of spiritual terrorism. Oh, that demon of terrorism has filled the land for years. Has taken lives, innocent lives, and evil men have done evil things, and evil people have destroyed nations and lands through terrorism. And Father, we know the devil is a spiritual terrorist tonight. But I pray some way, somehow, in the simple gift you give me, Lord, that I could expose that devil of terrorism. And your people tonight could see that pressure they're feeling is nothing but a terrorist attack from hell. Your young people here tonight could see that pressure of intimidation to become like the world is nothing but a fear tactic to try to scare them into acting like they normally wouldn't act. And tonight, Satan, we command you to take your hands off of God's property. We command you to take your hands off of homes, off of lives, off of minds, off of nerves. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, we call your bluff and say you are defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I know there would be people here would say that they didn't feel nothing, but Lord, may I once again remind them, your word never said, did you feel it? Your word said, did you believe it? Oh Lord, we love to feel you. We love to shout. We love to run. We love to rejoice. We love to dance in the spirit. But Lord, there's one thing that believers love to do. They love to believe. Hallelujah. In the good times, they believe. In the bad times, they believe. In the easy times, they believe. In good times, they believe. In sorrowful times, they believe. In healthy times, they believe. In sick times, they believe. In pandemics, they believe. In national peace, they believe. Because we are the household of faith. We are believers. How we love you today, God. Minister to the needs of your children, I pray. Hallelujah. Encourage them, dear God. Strengthen that arm to draw that sword and continue to cut every Amalekite, every Jebusite, every Amorite out of their way that they can possess the land. In the name of Jesus Christ. With every head bowed, every eye closed, can you just raise your hands to Him right now? Wherever you are right now, can you just raise your hands to Him and say, Lord, help me to draw my sword. Maybe you're a young person right now on spring break or summer break and going to be going back to school in a few days. Hallelujah. Won't you just say, Lord, as a young person, help me to draw my sword. Maybe here a preacher, maybe you're tired, weary. Won't you say, God, help me draw my sword? Maybe a young man on the verge of giving up or quitting. Maybe a young lady here today that would be on the verge of not knowing which way to take and crossroads. And Lord, you're throwing warnings in her path and trying to help her turn the right direction. Lord, I pray you would come right now, Lord, and minister courage to her life. Minister courage to her heart. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, may they come to that place today, Lord, not to be birthed by just a feeling, not to be birthed by just an emotion, but oh God, I pray there would be word bursts take place, Lord, that would give such stability that they could stand as Paul said there in Hebrews 3, I will finish unto the end with the confidence. May they stand as Paul and say, but none of these things move me. I count not my life dear to myself, but this one thing I've apprehended, that I may finish my course, the ministry which the Lord has given me, that I may finish it with joy. Oh, Father, I don't believe on the morning of the rapture, you're going to be raptured a bunch of depressed churches and a bunch of depressed preachers and a bunch of depressed song leaders. Hallelujah. I think you're going to be rapturing some people that their joy is full and unspeakable. It's full of glory. They're just so overwhelmed by your presence. May they ask today, Lord. May they ask you today, Lord, if their joy is not full. Hallelujah. All right now, friends, I'm not trying to work up or nothing, but I'm just asking you right now, won't you just forget about your feelings and just receive it right now? Won't you just open up your heart and say, Lord, I receive it. Lord, I need a shot tonight of healing. I need a shot tonight of faith in my arm, Lord. I need some joy, Father. Maybe you're on a job, friends, and this coronavirus and all this is so muddled up your job and bills are stacking up and all kinds of things, but the healer is in the house. Amen. Jehovah Jireh is in the house tonight. He's here today. He's here tonight. Would you let him minister to you? Would you say, Lord, minister to my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Sweep over my soul, Lord. Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul. Can we sing that? Sweep over my soul.
Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul.
Hallelujah.
Sweet Spirit.
God bless you, friends.
Sweep over my soul.
We love you for the love of the Lord. May God richly bless you.
My rest is complete while I sit at your feet.
And just remember, it will be according to what you believe.
Sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit.
Anybody else that have a need, come and let's see if God is real. The benefits of it for yourself. All it is just say, I believe it.
My rest is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Well, Joe and his family is going out to New Mexico for a couple of weeks. Anybody else who just have a need?
Sweep over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit.
desire?
Sweep over my soul.
Is that your desire for him to sweep over your soul? Is that sweet, wonderful presence?
Oh, sister.
She's trying. Lord, there's a deep calling to the deep on the inside of her soul. Lord, there's some things happening. Lord, I don't know, but we know you for that one.
Give our brother a good hand. Enjoy the message. Enjoy the message. Appreciate him coming and being with us for the weekend. And we've had a good time and all the fellowship together and had good services our Saturday night and this morning and tonight. Come on, cap it all off. And so we just thank God for his work among us and his doing. So you pray for him. He'll be heading on back home tonight or tomorrow or whatever. And just pray that the Lord would give him strength and carry him on because it needed, huh? Amen. Just remember that and just pray that the Lord would bless and guide each one. Anybody with anything before we go? Any announcement?
We'll not be leaving next Sunday. We'll be here.
Yeah, Brother Forney and him's not going to get the building ready, so we're not going to be able to go. We'll announce it later when he comes along to do the dedication and things. So just remember.
We're taking communion next Sunday.
Yeah, next Sunday we will be taking communion, trying to get everything back in rotation, but not ever exactly the same at all, you know, because we'd be doing it this week, and we do it. So we do it next week. Amen?
Amen.
Anything else, anybody? Just tell our brother how much you appreciate him.
Amen.
You know, just say, well, brother, appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And like one feller said, I take up an offering for him, said, I might not believe what he believes, but said he believed it. So I'll take up an offering. You know, so that's a pretty good point. He believes it, I believe it.
Amen.
But we had a great time in the Lord. Amen. Just tell him how much you appreciate him, okay? Father, we thank you for your grace and your love unto us this weekend. Thank you for the time and association that we've had with each other, Lord, and the time to where we could sit down and fellowship together and just talk about you, Lord, and then sit down there and just hear the word and rejoice in it, and we thank you for it. We pray that you'd bless our brother, give him strength and courage, and Lord, as he moves on the way, and just remember each one of these, thank you for being with Sister Rebecca, and Lord, just come on the scene with these others that we're constantly praying for. For Brother Al, for Brother Dale, or for Brother, for all of them, and Sister Johnny and Sister Jean and Brother Collie, Lord, thank you for reaching down and touching him. And Father, we believe you. That thing is gone from him, and we thank you for it. And we just rejoice in that, Lord, and we will each one be with Brother Hal and Sister Audrey and Sister Mary there, Lord, the different ones. Be with Brother Forney, Lord. Our mind goes out to all these ministers that Satan has attacked, and be with Brother Spencer and Brother Peterson and him, Brother Homer, and all the brothers around it that Satan is attacking. We just plead the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for all of the household of faith, which means everybody here, Lord. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You dismiss. Amen.
Thank you.